Fanning, weekend on 2FM.
What are you saying there, Paul?
I'm saying you don't have notes because I didn't send any. All right. Do you know what else there is on the moon? Astronaut poo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I know. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That was in the paper today, actually. Yeah.
A gift from us to the moon.
Exactly. Yeah. A gift from us to the moon, yeah.
On this special day.
Indeed, on this very special day. Yeah. Happy Moon Day. Now, where am I? Paul, yes, did you have a good holiday? Good, I'm glad to hear. Don't show me your pictures, couldn't be bothered.
Okay, then. Yes, right, I did. And no, okay. I won't.
Where were you?
South France, Dave.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was it good,
yeah?
Nice.
Yeah, it was very, very good, yeah.
You used to live there. Well, you
I did,
somewhere.
I used to live in Paris, yeah. No, it was lovely, it was really nice. And it was warm, but not madly warm.
Right, really? Okay, yeah. It's supposed to be back into the mad weather.
Yeah, next week.
I can't believe we're talking about the weather. Can we move on
really,
to the movies?
God, so nothing, you're not seeing anything, no. The Lion King.
The Lion King, yeah. What's it like, yeah?
Well, you know, this is...
There's a graphic at the back of the Irish Times today. Go on, keep going until I find it here.
You know, they're graphics remaking all their classics, Disney, and kind of, in either live action or CGI.
Look, there's
ways.
A very nice, colourful thing at the back of the news review of the Irish Times.
You can't see this, listeners.
Yeah, well, you just have to imagine. 15, 16, 17, 19. There was none for 18, actually, I noticed here. But Cinderella made nearly $500 million at the box office.
Yeah.
Jungle Book made nearly $1 billion, 860. Pete's Dragon made $127 million. In 2019, then we go from 16 to 19. Dumbo is $313 million. Aladdin is nearly $1 billion, $824 million. The Lion King is, well, they don't know yet. But the biggest of all is the one from 2017, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, so
it made $1.1 billion.
So that lovely graphic solves the mystery of why Disney is remaking all its films. But it's
filthy lucre.
And this is Jon Favreau directs this, and people who liked the Jungle Book. You know, that CGI version of Jungle Book from 2016.
I thought it was very good.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of dour, actually, but it looked very good. And this is more of the same. I mean, every review of this has, you know, technically marvellous. That's always a bad sign in a film if people are talking about how technically wonderful it is. But it is. And it essentially tells
Speaking
the
which,
same...
Speaking of cats, let's talk about cats. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Everybody's getting upset about that. I don't know
from
why.
The
it's a film
today,
about
everything.
People dressed up
okay,
as
sorry.
Cats. What do they
Go back
expect
to the Lion
to
King.
Like?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I
threw you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You finally managed it after how many years? Well done. I've been on holidays, you see. I'm too relaxed to deal with you. It does look tremendous, and if people have seen trailers of it, like it's extraordinary. They really look like lions, and it's the same story. But that's problematic. The fact that they look like lions. When I see Simba talking to that bird, whatever the bird is name, you know, that advises them, he's played by John Colbert in this.
Oh, yeah.
I think to myself, that lion's going to eat that bird in a minute. And that's the problem. They don't, like, when they sing, it's a problem. You know, the expression that you get from a cartoon isn't there. And also, the story's very turgid in its telling at times. Like, it gets rather glum during the middle. And all the kind of the sort of joy of creation and the funniness of the original is not there. In this very kind of sanctimonious way, I don't think lions are either black or white, but in this very sanctimonious way, they have only hired, you know, sort of African American or black to play the lions and so on, and most of the animals. And so Chiwetel Ejiofor, the English actor, he plays Scar, but his Scar is a total bore compared with Jeremy Irons' one, which was he was great fun in the original film.
Life's not fair.
Yeah,
that was the opening line.
Yeah, life's not fair. And he was great, and he had such fun. And this great song, you know, you won't get a sniff at it. This is very dour by comparison. So a lot of the humour is gone. In fact, the best voice actor in it is Seth Rogen, who plays the Warthog. But you know, you've got Beyonce.
Does he sing "When I Was a Young Warthog"?
Yes, he does, and that's all fine. But you've got Beyonce in there, you know, who she's a warbling fool. There isn't a song that she won't show off, and if she starts to sing in it, so it's oddly charmless for me, and yet technically wonderful. But I see no reason why you would favour this over the original.
Right, okay. The original being the 90s one that really kind of almost made Disney go into the stratosphere. Yeah, exactly. Okay, and did they sing Hakuna Matata?
They do sing Hakuna Matata, and that's all fine. But again, you know, you had Nathan Lane in the original play. I mean, you had such talent.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg as the hyena.
Exactly, and there was so much humour
in the Elephant's Graveyard.
A lot of that humour and fun is gone. Like, the hyenas in this, like they actually look like orcs. They're very scary, and Scar is in bits. Like
he's in flitters. He was out all night.
He is. So I mean, I think people will want to go and see it and enjoy it, and it does look good. And the amount of work that's gone into it. But what if that work, all that work, were put into making something original?
Right. I presume it cost an arm and a leg. Yeah.
Yeah,
and all right, make okay, that's the Lion King, and it's not necessarily being sort of greeted with sort of open arms around the world,
yes,
or by Paul Whittington.
Although my little boy Max,
actually, he knows nothing.
He said, "Well, I don't know."
Kids,
he's the target.
Kids today.
I asked him what he thought of it this morning. He said it was excellent. So there you
all
go.
Right, well, there you go. Yeah. Good man, Max. Okay, yeah. Thumbs up from Max. Thumbs sideways at least, or maybe down even from
sideways.
You.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got a minute for the next one. What's it called?
Varda by Agnes. Agnes Varda, she's the sort of, well, she's called a New Wave director, but actually she wasn't. She came in before the New Wave, really. She was part of the Left Bank movement, and she died this year.
So it's a doc?
Yeah, it's a doc, but it's her. And she died in March. She's a wonderful character. She's 90, I think, when she died. And this is her sort of talking about her career in this very amusing way and all these amazing films that she made. And if you've any interest, not just in French cinema, but in how films are made, it's a fantastic documentary.
Okay, listen, thanks a million. Varda by Agnes, it is. The Lion King as well. Paul Whittington from the Indo, welcome back. Thank you very much indeed, Paul.
Dave Fanning on 2FM.